In my mind, I was ready for it. About 9 minutes left in the quarter, so I was getting prepared for it pretty early.
Great. Was there any... never done that before, I don't think. Maybe in that All-Star game, it's the only time you've had a last-minute kick?
That was, like, a minute and something to go, so it wasn't, like, right down.
So you've never had this situation before?
Any thoughts when you're sitting on the sideline of, Coach, you're kind of costing me some yards here, down in the ball and backing up?
No, not at all. That was a lot closer than I was expecting it to be. You know, last year, Wolfert had to kick a really hard kick. And this year, our offense drove the ball down, got me really close. I mean, D-Wash had some good runs there, and, you know, it was wonderful.
You said you started thinking, you can't help but think about the consequences of a miss. I mean, what's the consequences of a miss there? What goes through your head?
Well, you miss, you lose the game. You win, you make it. Or if you make it, you win.
What did you feel like to be carried off the field? It looked like this guy's got a grip on you.
Oh, this is cool, you know. It's the first time I've ever been carried off the field.
Grant, did anybody say anything to you on the sideline before it, or did everyone stay away and you got on your own?
People stayed away, but some people still like, hey, you're fine. I think Mike Prince said I was going to be a hero. You know,
who said that?
Mike Prince.
Do you want to not be bugged in that situation, or what would you want people to even say that?
You know, it's not that big of a deal as long as they don't start saying negative things.
Grant, I'm sure you've already answered this, but what's going through your mind when coaches can't ever take things to kill the clock?
Oh, that wasn't a concern for me. I mean, that's still a really close field goal compared to what it could have been, so that didn't bother me at all.
And what's going through your mind once you hit that kick?
Well, first thing I was like, oh, this is a great hold. And then I just saw the ball go through the middle of the uprights, and then I saw a flag go up, so I was like, I was alarmed at first because, you know, I thought we were going to have to kick the ball again. But after I found out that it was good, so I was pretty happy.
Grant, does the thing in practice where they bring out on short notice and everybody yells and screams at you, did that help?
Oh, yeah. You get used to people just yelling at you and, like, trying to mess with your head, so it's good mental practice.
So out there with 70,000 people, it was exactly like that, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
When was the last time they pulled that?
We do it every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
So Friday?
Thursday. We didn't practice Friday.
Okay. So Thursday on Thanksgiving, everybody's just screaming at you.
Yeah. Coach Walker always throws his hat up in front of me, try to make it a distraction. I hit his hat once.
What else that you remember about that? What does Sean do? What is, you know, anybody in particular that you remember about that?
What do you mean, like in the field goal? Like, yeah, what do we do in practice?
In practice. I mean, how do they try to distract you?
People stand, like, right next to Forrest, and I think it'd bother Forrest more than me because people are, like, inches away from him in his face. And, you know, they just stand there and yell and try to say stuff to get in your head. But, you know, you just focus on the ball.
Brag on him a minute, man, because that's as tight a moment and as stressful a moment for your snapper and your holder as it is for you, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. Forrest, he's excellent. Bo can snap back there perfect. Forrest doesn't even have to spin it a lot of times, but when he does, Forrest spins it perfectly. We haven't had a bad hold all season. Forrest is excellent.
How do you keep your nerves in check?
I'm sorry.
Is that your most memorable field goal?
Definitely. It was against our rival. They played a good game, and it came down to the end. It's my only kick that was right at the buzzer, so it was definitely my most memorable kick.
This is the big game. I mean, this is huge, and so many guys get iced. How did you manage to just keep your composure?
Well, I got a couple kicks, like, right before, and, you know, since they were down in the ball, I knew I would have plenty of time to get out there. Didn't have to worry about rushing out on the field, and it was just a nice short kick for me.
Yeah, but you're out there, you got 70,000 people yelling, this is it, this is do or die, this is the rivalry game, this is a big one, and you just kept so composed.
You just focus on what you have to do, your job at hand, and you just focus on the ball. That's the easiest way for me to take the nerves off it.
No problems at all, just easy.
Describe being hoisted on the shoulders of your teammates after the game.
That was cool. It was like it was on top of the world. But everyone's just sitting there running over to me, and, you know, I was happy to celebrate with my team because they got me there.
So you're beating on that drum, too.
Yeah. I wanted to be able to touch the trophy, you know. I hadn't touched a trophy before with, like, a rivalry game.